brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Association of Physicians and Surgeons, the second biggest organization of doctors in the United States, who we've had on before, their head spokesperson, Catherine Sirks, is going to be joining us to talk about the passage of the New Freedom Initiative, the nightmare forced psychological testing right out of Brave New World. That's coming up in 5 minutes. We're finishing up with G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island Concerning the Federal Reserve, talking about the rulers that are doing all this to us. Let's take two more calls for him, then we'll go to break and come back with our next guest. Richard in Alabama, then Ken in New York. That'll be all we have time for with this guest. Richard, go ahead.
Mr. Griffin,
yes.
Please explain as best as you can the relationship between the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, and substitute collateral and the jurisdictional claim of the International Commercial Contract Venue, sometimes known as Vice Admiralty.
Well, we need about an hour for that. And I don't think that I've got the expertise on that last issue anyway, but I can certainly handle the first two. The United Nations is the structure that the collectivists that we've been talking about, they're hoping that this will become the framework for the New World Order, that the universal government that they're working toward, built on the model of collectivism.
Global taxation, one-child policy, taking countries into receivership.
Yes, exactly, and it's the embodiment of international collectivism. It's the ultimate. Once they build that, then they've got the whole planet under their control. And it is pretty simple. Once you see what's being done, and once you read the words of these people who started the motion going years ago, which I was referring to earlier, you can see the blueprint. You can see how they're building it, the structure, you know, brick by brick, and all questions become very, you know, they're answered and very clear.
All right, Richard, thanks for the call. Ken in New York. Go ahead, Ken.
Dr. Griffin, when the Federal Reserve Act passed in 1913, was there a legal challenge as to its constitutionality?
Not a legal challenge, no. There were voices in
congressional.
Congress, congressional voices, and there were, you know, people in the media and a lot of critics out there that challenged it, but not legally. It was never challenged in the courts, to my knowledge.
And secondly, Alex asked you before about the New World Order and the EU and the plunging dollar and everything, and I just wanted to get it clarified. When you answered him, you said that when the Federal Reserve was first created, it was mainly to consolidate their wealth and power, the people behind the creation of the act. And then it evolved into like a world government intervention.
No, clearly with Cecil Rhodes and all of it, the world government was the plan all along, but I mean now it's actually grown into the dream, but go ahead and let's get his comment.
Yeah, well, I think Alex has said it quite well. There was always a mixture of motives, and what I'm saying is that my opinion is that in the beginning, the stronger of the motives was the desire for consolidation of wealth and economic
Yeah, they had to
power.
Take over the engine first, America to be the engine, a central engine for global domination. Once
yeah.
the engine was being tapped into, and then they went into the next phase.
Yes. Remember that the Council on Foreign Relations was created primarily through the influence of J.P. Morgan.
In 22, yeah.
Yeah. And now, so Morgan had an ideological orientation even then. There's no question about it. But I'm just saying that I think his primary motivation was economic power. But today,
of course, when he died, it turned out he was basically a Bank of England frontman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was always a
It's like with Yukos Oil and all that. It turns out Lord Rothschild owns it.
Yeah, he was a Rothschild agent for all along. And but in any event, the people today, they were born into such great wealth and power that no longer excites them, I don't think. I think what excites them now is the global power.
Well, it's like Arnold told U.S. News and World Report, you know, people need to be controlled and dominated. 95% of you, you know, I want to rule you. I'm going to rule you.
Yes, and don't forget, they're going to rule us for our own good.
That's right. G. Edward Griffin, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, Alex.
And,
it's a pleasure.
You bet. I really appreciate you coming on with us, and God bless.
Thank you.
We'll be back and talk about forced psychological testing and drugging, all part of freedom.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Feels like Friday, but it's not. It's Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. Catherine Sirks is the public relations and head spokesperson for Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Their website is aapsonline.org. And we've got some of their press releases and information posted right now on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. There's no way to overstress how bad this is. We've been covering it for years here, the last 6 months since we learned the new name for it. It's been known as TMAP in Texas, but now it's in 10 states, now to be nationwide by law. And forced psychological testing twice a year of every child in the country. And their own internal documents say, well, we've got 15% of the kids on drugs, but now we think we can get half of them on it with this. And some of their own people quit and went public and again, WOAI in Texas has reported two-thirds of foster children on psychotropics and other type drugs. Some children on as many as 17 drugs. A lot of deaths are caused by this, but when they kill the children, they're the establishment. It's just swept under the rug. So joining us from Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is Catherine Sirks. Catherine, great to have you on with us.
Yeah, Alex, I love coming on the show, but unfortunately, it's usually when I'm the bearer of bad tidings.
Yeah, when they're arresting people that criticize the government and saying, no trial, we're going to force drug you for 7 years. Or when, just all this fun stuff. This passed, and some people are still in denial about this, but tell us all about it.
Well, let me start out and explain what the bill does and what it doesn't do, so we're clear, because we're being told by people who are supporting it that we've got it all wrong. So let's make sure we're real clear.
Well, we've had Ron Paul on. We've read the bill on air.
There we go. And so what we're pointing to is that it funds the states for universal mental health screening of children and pregnant women in particular.
A CPS visit to the pregnant women. By the way, that's already happening. So the first-time mother has these people who get money for grabbing kids and putting people on drugs, preying on them day one, trying to get them to sign documents like they were a criminal to get into their system.
There you go. And what we've already seen this pass, as you mentioned, we've seen it passed in Illinois and other states. The supporters of this have been saying, oh, it's not mandatory mental health screening, it's not mandatory. So what we're saying is, as you've heard from Dr. Paul saying, okay, if it's not mandatory, then let's pass a provision, a specific provision that says parental consent must be obtained, informed parental consent before any screening or treatment.
Yeah, the bill just said, okay, I mean, you got to get parental consent for your 10-year-old to go to the zoo or the planetarium or the Natural History Museum, then you got to give me parental consent before you stick my kid with a psychologist for 8 hours and ask him, are you upset? Oh, you need drugs then.
That's exactly right.
And they said, no, we're not going to do that because it is forced.
And we have seen how children who have been tracked into special ed, maybe by mistake, never can get over that stigma and never get out of that channel, and we don't want the same thing to happen here. The consent issue is just so basic. So that's basically where we're at.
A person they catch with a dead body in their backyard still has their Fifth Amendment, but they're going to claim, no, your child has to sit for this, and your pregnant women have to, and then it says, jobs will have, you'll have your psychologist come in and ask you questions and, are you having anxiety? Are you upset? Oh, you gotta go on drugs by law.
Well, let me explain where the universal comes in for, so that everybody can answer these arguments. What they talk about is that they worried about children at risk. And, of course, common sense tells us, okay, well, that does make
sense. But that's a code word. Again, if they can't get us on welfare or they can't get us into their system somehow, they're going to do this forcibly.
Well, there are two ways to decide. Number one, what's their definition of at risk? And number two, there are two ways to decide to look at a child and decide if
there's a child's
problem.
At risk in their clutches, the most dangerous place to be.
Well, you can either observe the child's behavior and see if he's doing something that looks like there's a serious problem, or you have to sit him down and do the screening. Well, the only way you can determine if the child fits the at-risk definition as you've defined it, then, is to sit down and screen everybody. So there we're into the universal screening. They've got to check everybody out. And I've talked to therapists who've explained this process. So the bottom line is that Ron Paul, who is a physician and a lifelong member of our organization, will come back next session and introduce a standalone bill that would
modify. He's an obstetrician.
That's right. And he is trying to get language that will modify this to require the parental consent. So even though we've lost this first skirmish, the battle is not over.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like when Bush tried to give Eli Lilly total blanket vaccine protection for all vaccines in the Homeland Security bill. Yeah, we went back and got that removed. So, look, let's see him try to carry this out. Because I've talked to Ron Paul, I've talked to others. The way this is set up with the bureaucrats and the actual plan that's now been funded, stuff outside the bill, is homeschoolers, private schoolers, twice a year, folks, they're going to come grab your kid. And this is going to happen. And come hell or high water, we got to say no to this.
Yeah, and there'll be a couple of things that people can do as we're gathering steam now for the next session. And one is there is a petition that for parents who want to say, they sign the petition and say, I will not allow my child to participate in the screening. The second is we'll have to generate some more letters. And I'll have the link to that petition.
Well, it's real simple. Anybody does this in your school district, you sue them immediately. Let's see how they like 100,000 lawsuits.
There you go. Good, just get slap them with the lawsuit. But the problem is that, of course, you want to, if you slap them with the lawsuit, that's after the fact. And what we're trying to try to do here is stop this from, you know, happening in the first place.
Well, let me tell you something, Catherine. I know you probably know this. This stuff's already going on. Okay? I mean, they were already, look, they started this in Texas. The news said 94. No, that's not true. In 1992, okay, I'm only 30 years old. Everybody at Anderson High School had this. They hooked electrodes to my head. They showed me ink blots. And what they did is in a class, every day they have these psychologists, and they'd come in for like a month. It took them a month to do it, and it'd be your day. And so for like half a day, 2 days in a row, you wouldn't be in classes. You'd be off in a side conference room or whatever, and they'd have these partitions, and there'd be all these other young people there, and they were doing all this.
Well, Alex, maybe they had you spotted very, very early.
Well, no. I mean, it was Anderson High School. They
it was
had
everybody.
That was here in all. No, I mean, it was everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just me. It was the whole school.
Unbelievable. I've not even heard that. We're concerned that I want to give everybody a little bit of history. I don't know if you've talked about this in previous shows, but the origins of this new Freedom Commission's recommendations go back to Jimmy Carter. They go back to the Carter Commission on Mental Health that issued its findings in 1977.
And then it got cranked up in TMAP in Texas. But, I mean, this is my point, though, is the news says it started in 94, 95 in Texas.
Uh-huh.
You know, they admit this current plan started in Texas, TMAP. And what I'm telling you is they were doing this in 1992.
Without the enabling legislation.
Yeah, and then they told you it was a psychological test, but also to tell you what you'd be best at in a job career. So it was part of Goals 2002,
mm-hmm.
You know, the Soviet model of telling you what you should be.
Well, we've seen this happen, and President Reagan actually was able to overturn much of the Carter Commission's work in 1981. Then here's another key.
Bush has signed back on to all of it, though, under UNESCO.
Well, here's part of it. There's some funny goings on with this new Freedom Commission that I don't think President Bush intended. And what happened is that David Satcher, the Surgeon General under President Clinton, issued a report that's considered a landmark report in 1999 that talked about anybody who's mentally ill, that the target should be recovery, not just functioning. And so it's like saying every psychotic, every person who has any kind of mental illness, the goal should be bring them back to full recovery. Well, that's just not, that's a utopian approach that can't happen. But they seized onto that report. Now, here's how the new Freedom Commission came about. When President Bush appointed it, the idea was to get the real stakeholders, doctors, patients, their families, rather than the policy wonks and the usual suspects that grind out this junk out of Washington, D.C. So that intention was good, but then what they did was to help run the commission, they brought in 8 ex officio members who had some ties back to the Carter Commission. So they kept trotting through their experts.
Well, they've had people inside it go public and say it was all written up by Big Pharma.
Yeah, exactly. So they brought in the people who were the special interest to nudge these people, and the commission ended up going much further. Much further. I think the president, in fact, got probably a very rude surprise when the commission came out with its findings and its recommendations. I know that
there's been a firestorm over this, and he supported it to the hilt.
Well, the Alliance for Human Research Protection has really done a really good job of tracking the special interest money and the links and who's supporting this. I mean, it makes sense. You can you don't need to see the smoking gun, smoking documents. To your common sense tells you who's you're going to benefit by.
But they've had government officials in Pennsylvania and other places part of the program go public and say it's designed to put half the children on drugs. I mean, we've got in Texas 2/3 plus of foster children on these drugs.
Yeah, and we also know that the government's own findings, the government's own task force, found that mental health screening did very little to prevent suicide. Then you pile in that the mental health screening doesn't prevent suicide, plus the fact the mental health screening may end up being more coercive for parents to put their children on medication that sometimes has a serious side effect.
Well, every week we hear of somebody having their children grabbed because they won't put them on Prozac. I mean, they're already doing that. So stay there, Catherine Sarge. We appreciate you joining us. She's the spokesperson for Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Come back, talk more to her, and talk about how to hopefully defeat this in the next session of Congress.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Well into the third hour now, we're honored to be joined by Catherine Sarks, again, one of the spokesindividuals. For the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, we've had on before. Catherine, so they passed the New Freedom Initiative. You talk about coercion. They're already grabbing people who won't drug their children with drugs that are admittedly more dangerous than Vioxx. Why don't they pull these other drugs with all the dangers if they're admittedly cause worse side effects than Vioxx? Any comments to that?
Yeah, actually, we do have a position on that, and that is that many of those drugs and the antidepressants and other drugs that you're talking about do have some beneficial applications, and that this should not be a witch hunt against the pharmaceutical companies or a specific drug. The problem enters in with the children when they're the mandatory element, just as we've talked about vaccines. Vaccines can and do save lives, but it must be a decision between physician and parent whether and when and if to medicate a child, not a school district or a state program.
No,
you're
not in a free society when you don't have a choice.
Exactly. And it must always be a choice. The other medical issue for us is that one of the reasons that we have also opposed mental health parity bills in Congress and at the state level is because mental health diagnosis is so much more subjective.
Well, they create like 100 new illnesses a year written up by the drug companies to market new things.
I have come to find out in the past few months that apparently I have adult ADHD. Because if you read the ads for ADHD, I guess there weren't enough sales to children anymore, that was getting a tougher sell.
Well, they have a Prozac type pill for women for their menstrual cycle. How did women get along without drugs 100 years ago?
Well, the ADHD ad that got me was said, do you sometimes have trouble concentrating when you're doing 87 things at once? You know, does your mind wander occasionally during the day? Well, yeah, you know, all of these things happen to me. I guess I have ADHD, so, you know, I think you're right on that area. But there is such subjective, and in fact, our immediate past president is a psychiatrist, and our current president is a psychiatrist. And so we have a wonderful resource on these issues, and also our government relations, our government director in D.C. is a licensed therapist. So we're not, we're coming from this with experience, not saying that there is that mental illness does not exist. It's just that when we get into government programs and mandates, it's too subjective to be left to government.
Clearly, 15% of the children in the country don't need to be on Prozac and Ritalin, and clearly we don't need to put more of them on it. And clearly, two-thirds of foster children don't need it, and clearly they don't need 17 different drugs in one child.
Well, I know you look at, I think, the state of Massachusetts. I remember seeing something about a year ago on the use of drugs on the children, medication of drugs the state programs. And I think, my God, the average was something like 7 medications per child. I could be
wrong. Yeah, same thing in Texas, Florida, Mass, Illinois. I mean, it's Brave New World.
It was actually, it was beyond alarming. It's just staggering.
They said a lot of kids are on 17 different ones, and then when the drugs start making them have seizures, they put them on Depakote.
Well,
I mean, the kids start dying. They go, oh, let's put you on more.
So yeah, so with it, so that's why this is just so important. This is not, we're not against trying to help children. We're not against getting help to children who have mental problems. It's a question of when we start throwing everybody into the hopper and trying to do cookie-cutter medicine through the schools, then we have
Well, the
a
schools
problem.
Aren't supposed to be a mind control laboratories.
Well, it's the Willie Sutton approach to social policy, which is Willie Sutton robbed banks because that's where the money was. This is the social approach that we go to the schools because that's where the children are.
And then you get them on drugs. They're 4 times more likely to use prescription or illegal drugs after that. You're getting that market while they're young.
I know. And then they go out and complain. And then the government fires up law enforcement initiatives because the use of prescription, the misuse of prescription drugs is up.
And then we get a valedictorian with one Tylenol in her lunchbox, and they arrest her, lock down the school, and call a SWAT team. Did you know about that?
Yes, and I mean, this is the policy is so out of whack. The bottom line is,
I mean, the kids have literally got psychotropics that are hallucinogenic classes and amphetamine classes with Ritalin. They're all gobbling there, and the kids got a Tylenol and lock down the school. Zero tolerance. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Alarms. We've got what? We've got a Tylenol. Whoop, whoop. Getting people in the system. The criminal system, welfare, or on drugs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Got a few more questions for you, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy, and hope you have a good holiday this Thanksgiving. So you think we can, if they get the millions of phone calls, and as they did this week, and if there's enough pressure, we can get parental consent put into there? You think that can happen in the next session?
That's what's going to happen in the next session. And also, I'm meeting with the National Association of State Legislators next week and trying to at the Health and Human Services Task Force of ALEC, and we'll talk about it at the state level and make sure that they get it. I'd like to recommend there's the child, go to our website later today and we'll have it posted to sign the petition. We generated almost 7,000 letters to the Senate last week about this. Now we need to, we're going to have to put the heat on all over again and start in the House with the new session. But I think we can do it as long as we stay on message, and we will just have to work on the parental consent. We'll just have to hammer on that one element. It's not the best of all worlds, but it's the best we can do now.
Well, that's the best you can do, sure, but or try to get the whole thing repealed. But here's the problem. Take vaccines. There's no law that you have to be vaccinated, but and you have to have parental consent, but they put TV ads on. It's on the news everywhere. It's the law. Better do it. You'll be arrested. There is no law. It's just total fraud, as you know. And people even try to, you know, opt out of it. They say, oh, no, you can't. You have to go, no, I know you have that form in your desk. So it looks like even if we get the parental consent passed through, the bureaucrats want the federal money. They'll just say, no, it's the law. Shut up.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it really puts a high level, you know, high hoop for the parents to jump through, as they have to do with vaccines. Most states do have waivers for, but they certainly don't tell you about those.
Well, all states have, really have it, yeah.
Yeah, you really have to push to get that waiver, to whether medical waiver or a personal reason waiver. And we may see this, but this is I mean, these people have been hammering at this for years and years and years. We've got to take it step by step. I don't want everyone to be discouraged on this, because we have to learn our lesson from what Pete Stark and all these other people have done, who have slowly destroyed the medical system and consent and all these things in the country. And that is, they are willing to just keep coming at it, step by salami slice. And we need to be willing to fight back. And instead of saying, we've lost the whole battle, you know, forget it, we can't do anything.
Oh, no, I have clearly said, Catherine, yeah, that the real battle is educating people at the grassroots. So the child, yeah, comes home and goes, Mommy, Daddy, the psychologist asked me questions, and they, you know, you need to sue them at that point. But call your school and tell them, look, you're not going to put my child in front of some quack doctor who's reading off a script written by Big Pharma. Do you understand? You know, to do, look, and a lot of these counselors, folks, so they're trolling for CPS. Let them know your child is not to be talked to by anybody but their school teacher, and you're to be called immediately. You got to have that on file. You got to let them know, have it on record, because then when they do it, and they're going to violate it, you are going to be able to sue the daylights out of them.
And I think that's an excellent suggestion, Alex, as we're working on the national legislation, that parents go to your schools, go to your PTA meetings, and get a provision in that says no mental health screening at our school, and let your school, individual school and school district, know where you stand on this. Local level politics works. While we're fighting the big battle in D.C., you can stop it at your school. We can't go school by school, but
well, you also lay a trap for them. When you've got a registered letter on file with them, and then when they pull it, you are going to own them.
And get a meeting of parents that says, if the PTA won't adopt a policy, or if it won't adopt a provision on that, exactly, have parent meetings and
have a group.
Circulate a letter, and I will post on our website later today a sample letter petition for parents to give to their schools to say, I refuse to participate.
Have you seen Dr. Breeding's petition?
No, I have not. What's that one?
He was about 6 months ago. We launched it on this show. He's got his own doing that.
There is. I just went blank on the name of the group. Otherwise, I'd give you the website from the parents group, ablechild.org.
We actually came up with that, myself and Dr. Breeding, yeah.
Yeah, ablechild.org. And what I suggest then is we won't post just go to ablechild.org, take that petition, modify it into a letter for your school district, and get your parents together, get your PTA, and say, we don't want this at our school. It's that simple. We don't want it at our school.
I mean, it's simple, and this is how you argue it. Look, these are schools. These are not mental laboratories. If my child was under criminal investigation, you would have to get parental consent to interview them. We've got a Fifth Amendment, and bring in the documents that are public, that are an Able Child and an InfoWars, and that we have, where this is written by Big Pharma to put people who don't have any problems on drugs. And bring that to your PTA. Bring it to your...
There you go.
Bring it to your school board. And just tell them. And create an alliance in your area of parents. And then when they try it, folks, for your country, you need to sue them, and that'll back them off.
Because we're going to use the people who signed the petition at Able Child, we're going to use that as ammunition to go to Congress and say, look, parents are lining up against this. So we use that grassroots to help us at the national level. So it all works together. But you really can't stop it at your school if you band together with enough vocal, loud litigious parents. I think you can stop this in the individual schools and school districts, and that is your front line. Trust that, because even if we get something passed in Congress, you know we're going to have to keep fighting this at that level. They will come back and they'll squeeze around, you know, some other side play on us, and we will always have to do it, but you can block it into local level.
Well, it's got to be done. I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast with us, and God bless you, Catherine, and I hope people will visit the websites. Why don't you give folks the websites for Association of American Physicians and Surgeons?
We are aapsonline.org.
aapsonline.org.
And we'll ask everybody to send another letter to Congress in a couple weeks when we're coming back for the new session, so we'll keep you posted on that for your website.
All right, you're great. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Take care, everybody. Happy holidays.
You bet. Folks, I'm not trying to brag here, but it shows what you can do, too, out there. I thought up the idea to have cities and counties throw out the Patriot Act. I put it out in a web story. It got picked up. Groups picked it up. And now 400-plus cities and towns, four states have done it. I talked to Dr. Breeding and said, we got to do something, a petition or something. I said, why don't you write this up? Why don't you do this? It was really mainly 60-40. It was mainly his idea. But that was born right here. Fighting Arnold Schwarzenegger and his controllers. For him to be president, ArnoldExposed.com. The movement against it started right here. I was watching everybody against it, but the establishment for it, and I said, okay, I got to do it again. Over and over again. And, folks, I don't like being alone on this. I know systems that work and how to fight these people. Here she is going, go sign our petition. I go, well, funny, we had one of those, and it's ours, that I now have been told tens of thousands have signed, just 7,000 just the last few weeks. It's important. But you're just as smart as I am, or smarter in many cases, and you've got to become the leader. You've got to go get the local radio show or the website or start your own group, and you've got to do it. Now, a lot of people go out and do that, and they expect me to then go support their group and basically be a minion of that group. And I don't do that either. I can't do it all. People call them, go, Alex, you need to fight this too, or you need to do that too. Or, folks, I can't do anymore. I mean, I literally yesterday worked 21 hours. Now, I want you to understand that's not an exaggeration, and I just can't do it. I'm looking forward to this break the next few days. I'm not doing a show Thursday or Friday, but we got some great rebroadcasts coming up. We have a few interviews I'm doing, and I just need to get my head out of this for a while, so I can more effectively fight it. It's just when you really study this, 18 hours a day is my normal. 17 hours a day is my normal workload. When you do this, when you really see it, I mean, this is horrible. All of it is. And so many people call themselves Christians, but they're not real Christians. They're not followers of Christ. They're followers of leaders that claim they have the mantle of Christ. And so being a Christian means calling Muslim subhumans and saying, kill them all. And being a Christian means you say George Bush is a man of the Lord. And being a Christian means you ignore all the evil fruits around you. And being a Christian means you ignore Skull and Bones. And being a Christian going, well, it doesn't matter if we kill all the Muslims, and good, I'm glad they shot that subhuman man on the ground, because he was going to hell anyways, you know. I mean, that's not how Jesus operated. And again, that's a whole other discussion, whole other area. I mean, you talk about these so-called Christians today, they are cult members, folks. They are cult members. They are not Christians. I mean, I can just see the spirit of Satan on them. I can literally see it burning on them. I can see it's sick. I mean, they don't even know it. I mean, they are ultimate slaves of the devil because they don't even know it. They are filled with hate. They are filled with the beast. They think they're Christian. They say, so what, microchips? So what, national ID cards? So what, if the dollar's plunging? So what, for psychological testing? If Bush is for it, it's of the Lord. Was it of the Lord when he went to the Shinto shrine and summoned the demon in Japan? Was it of the Lord when he prayed to Buddha and Allah? Was it of the Lord when the guy's a devil worshiper. So is his cousin Kerry. And if you don't have the discernment just to look at him and know it, much less the fruits, then, folks, you're not walking with God. And I'm not up here on a high horse, folks. I mean, I'm driven, far beyond driven, because, you know, I know that the devil knows the time is short. And I know my time is short to warn people. And I just can't stand corruption and evil. And I've been used in a limited capacity, I believe, as a tool, as a vessel, by God to fight the New World Order. And I don't know how you can call yourselves Christians and not see just the darkness that's enveloping this country. I mean, it's easy to just deny and be in denial about everything. It's easy to just to go along with all this. But, you know, in the long run, it's going to destroy you. I mean, you're not going to have to wait till you go to hell to be in hell. I mean, they're going to take everything you got. And a lot of you in that process, while things are getting worse and worse, are going to like people trying to, you know, when a sailing ship sinks, and the last thing to go under is the mast. People climb up the mast, you know, hoping they're going to escape it. You know, you kind of climb up into the system and worship it even more and try to be an even bigger supporter of it and try to rationalize and make excuses for it and do all this. And meanwhile, the troops are breathing DU and dying in mass, getting sick. Meanwhile, children die every week in Texas alone from overdrugging by the government, and it's just kept quiet. Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Meanwhile, they're putting toxins in your water. Meanwhile, they're doing this to you. And, you know, I'm sorry that stuff's scary. I'm sorry that things aren't all peaches and cream and roses. But at least you can know the truth. You know, at least you can face reality. And, you know, that's the open hand I give you. Believe me, I wish I was wrong about this. I'm not wrong, folks. I go off their own documents. And if I get one more email telling me I'm psychic, I'm going to throw up. How did you talk about that 8 years ago? Because it's the documents, folks. They're going to put satellite boxes in your cars. They're going to force drug half the children in the next phase. They're going to get rid of almost all our jobs. Everything's going to shift into prisons, police, surveillance. And a lot of yuppies and people are going to serve it and love it and wear the little uniforms and get off on the control, and it ain't going to be pretty. And they're going to take your guns, and they're going to do it. And unless you get involved. And, you know, you can keep laughing if you want and just watch what happens. I want to tell the people listening, you know, the establishment types, you're not the elite. You're not part of the system. You know, these low-level functionaries think they're part of the elite. A lot of them get off on all this. And you're not part of the elite. You're expendable. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose it all. And no matter how you try to hang on and bootlick, it isn't going to help you. The path towards freedom and salvation and strength is towards the path that looks dangerous, towards the rocky, narrow path. The way to destruction is wide. And, you know, you can think that you know, going along with this is going to protect you, and I assure you it's not. You got to, you know, that's the mind trick here, is that what looks dangerous and what looks like the most dangerous path, you know, sometimes you got to put the ship straight into the storm. If you turn that ship sideways, you're going to capsize. You're going to go on your beam ends. It's over. You're going to lose the ship. You got to go straight into it. You know, it's like football. The one time you don't go 100% when you're lined up playing football is the one time you break your leg or sprain your ankle or get your collarbone broken or get tagged and get knocked out. If you go 100% every time, you're almost unstoppable. You know, that's just how it works, folks. And I said I'd go to calls. Let's go to some here. Who's up next? I guess Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Quick question for you, and excuse me if you've covered this already. Given the research that people like Springmeier and others have done on the secret births of the Illuminati and how it's resulted in people like Hitler and possibly Clinton, have you looked at or possibly covered the possibility of a secret birth regarding Arnold?
I don't think there's any need to look at a secret birth. I mean, he's the product of an SS marriage. He's there from a little town where the Rothschilds are based. And I mean, he's just a front man for them.
Given his meteoric rise to power, you know, it's just so drastic. I wonder if there was something behind it. I wonder, you know, if he was possibly...
He's an icon they want to use. He has the... archetypal image of invincibility of the Beowulf complex.
Right, right. Okay.
But really, he's a Grendel.
The other thing is, Alex, given all these laws that are coming down, and we know that they're coming down faster than we can even look at them, all these laws from the federal government, they apply to quote-unquote U.S. citizens. Now, you may have covered this already, but you know it's time to break this federal contract with the Social Security Administration. I've done it. Do you have any thoughts on that as far as getting out of the U.S. citizen status?
What, becoming a state citizen?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it works. It works. But then they try to go there educating the courts how to engage in fraud on you and just use force to compel you back into the system.
Right. Well, I'm just looking for, you know, peaceable means of resistance or passive resistance or protest. And that seems to be the last thing with all of these laws is to revoke your U.S. citizen status. That way there's no contract.
The problem is even if there's no contract, they still enforce it as if there's an organic one.
Yeah, they're evil. All right. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Bob and Joe when we get back. I don't know about all the others. A few final tidbits. I might as well plug my videos. I haven't really done that. If you don't want to get them, if you don't think they're important, just don't worry about it. Just don't get involved. Just kiss it all goodbye.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
In most cases in history, every day in the capital cities of what is now today Latin America, or in what is today Iran, or what was then Persia, there were dead people hanging up in cages everywhere. They were roasting people, dunking them in oil. Elitists sitting there, giggling and laughing, strangling people for enjoyment. And that same enjoyment is about to be in your daily life. We are turning into demonic animals. A demon-possessed nation. A demon-possessed world. And it's all around us, the suffering, the evil is all around us. 35,000 children starve to death every day. There are 6,400,000,000 people coming towards this country. They're getting rid of our sovereignty, taking everything we got. And the average yuppie is a giggling, demonic pig who thinks it's all funny. And the other folks are so uneducated and so informed. And there's a giant mass of us that are informed, but I'm not trying to be negative. I just want you to know how bad it is, police and all the rest of you listening. You know, I've investigated this. What I'm saying is true, and you know what darn well it's true in your guts right now, don't you? And why you're not crying for this country, I have no idea. I mean, if you got any love for your family, you better just stop giggling at what I'm saying and wipe that smile off your face. You better investigate what I've claimed here, because it's all true. It's all true. And I think we're going to make it through this, but it's painful to see our country being ripped limb from limb, to watch you giggling about it, because you think you're part of it. You're not. We're entering a decadent phase. Before I take a final call from Bob in Kansas, I hope everybody goes to InfoWars.com and to PrisonPlanet.com. And I hope you get my videos. And I pray you make copies of them. And I beg you to put them on Access TV and to show them to your VFW hall and your church. And if your church won't let you show them, then just leave that church. That church is telling you this is all God's will and God loves what's happening. And you need to leave it. You need to get my videos. You need to call. You need to buy them. We got them as low as $5.95 right now when you get more than one. Ask about the different specials when you call. Just make the call and ask about it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Don't forget memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, all 11 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's books, TV weekly reports, audio interviews, 15 cents a day. And we do need your support. Let's talk to Bob in Kansas. Bob, last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think one of the best ways of getting this out is letters to the editor. If everybody listening will, little small towns and every place, if people read that every week or every day, and that would really get it out if everybody's listening would do that.
Every week I get letters to the editor plugging my website. And talking about other key issues, and it's from all over the country. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and if you'd have a special, if you could, a special place on your website of a list of the things that the Bush and Republicans are doing, we could use that with the information to put in some of these letters to the editor. I kind of hesitate writing because I don't know all the details of some of this stuff.
Open borders, gun control, forced psychological testing,
yeah.
Face scanning cameras everywhere.
If we could have a list, it would help a lot. That way we could keep it in mind, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Hey, think about what you should really be thankful for, the freedom and liberty that America was, to some extent still is, though it's fading, fading fast. The sun is setting. The darkness is about to be upon us. Shadows are getting very long. We'll be back tomorrow, back tonight. Take care.